Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. Now that we have some cooler early morning and evening temperatures, we're seeing more color on the deciduous plants in the garden. You can get your tickets to check it out at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Then get into the garden to see if you can find the elf. If you do find Poppy, make sure to post your picture at hashtag elfinthegarden on the garden's Instagram. With the wonderful weather we're enjoying, the garden is a haven of possibility for blooms. Just past the entrance atrium on the left-hand side and behind the administration offices, there are some blooms coming out on the strawberry tree. These little ivory-colored bell-shaped blooms are loved by bees, and the fruit, which hangs on the tree for a full year just to ripen when the next season's flowers are coming out, are edible but not that tasty, so best left for the birds and the small garden critters to feast on. Also sending up spires just now is the coast aloe, snuggled back behind the Mexican bird of paradise tree, which has a host of its own small yet bright yellow flowers popping up. There are more coast aloe plants throughout the garden that are sending up flower spires. This tree-like succulent can grow up to 10 feet tall, and since it's unbranched, it can be used effectively as a statement plant in a xeriscape landscape. The Mexican bird of paradise tree is another effective xeriscape planting that will remain evergreen if it's in a frost-free spot. It can be grown as a large bush or a small tree. If you take the circle around the palms, you'll see a few lovely Mexican mint plants. On the afternoon sun side, it is blooming a lovely profusion of purple flowers. Mexican mint, a member of the coleus family, is sometimes called Spanish thyme because it's thought to have come to the Americas from Spain. It's an edible plant that can be used to flavor meat dishes, or the flowers may be used as a garnish. From here, you can tour the upper meadow where the crepe myrtle trees are a flame of fall foliage. And if you walk to the end that looks out over the Bohannon Rose Garden, you'll see that the construction fence has been removed to reveal a wonderful new hillside of cactus and native California plantings. Heading back up to the promenade walkway, then back towards the Rose Garden, where the bloom may be fading this time of year, it's still a riot of color. Look out over the amphitheater meadow to see the lovely swath of narcissus that are blooming just below the wall. If you remember the bulb superbloom from a couple of years ago, this area is where the paperwhites naturalized the best, and they have returned each year. But the great news is that another bulb superbloom is on its way. This is a spoiler alert. The large area in the lawn that appears bare just now is really planted with a mixture of thousands of bulbs that will send up a rainbow of blooms over the early months of the coming spring. Something to look forward to. Heading over to the cactus collection, you'll find that the jade plants are beginning to bloom. There are 30 different jade plants in the Crassula family, and in this area of the garden, we have three different jade plants blooming. See the Hummel Sunset Jade, which has a beautiful green leaf edged with yellow and orange. Then there's the common jade plants with the glossy green leaves, and the Silver Dollar plant, which, as the name suggests, the leaves are a silver color that really adds a pop in a succulent or cactus garden. If you're interested in seeing a bit more fall foliage color, head around Tram Road to Sakura Meadow, where the Japanese flowering cherry trees and the deciduous oak trees are turning color and dropping their leaves to rest for the winter. In the rare fruit orchard, many of the guava trees have fruit on them, and the most fruit is on the yellow guava. This is a Caribbean native. This fruit has a lemony tang, and while smaller than an orange, it has more vitamin C. If it's washed carefully, it can be eaten whole, skin and all, so the squirrels love them. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.